Residents near the Pickering, Darlington, and Bruce nuclear power plants were mailed pills last week to take in the unlikely event of a nuclear emergency. Potassium iodine pills, more commonly known as KI pills, were mailed out to about 200,000 homes in the 10-kilometer radius of the plants after the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission changed its regulations last year. CELA, the Canadian Environmental Law Association, has been working on emergency planning around the nuclear plants in Ontario for some time now. Teresa McClanahan, the executive director of CELA, has been pushing for the distribution of KI pills after learning that Canadian regulations were lagging behind international standards.
There was international and national literature about how important it was to ingest potassium iodide, either right at the time that a radioactive emission is occurring at a plant or before, just before, but that if you didn't ingest the radioactive iodine within a couple of hours at the latest, and its effectiveness rapidly tails off to almost nothing by 6 hours later. And the reason is that one of the things that can be emitted early in a radioactive nuclear accident is radioactive iodine, and that can be taken up by your thyroid. And the risk is eventually developing thyroid cancer, and this is especially a risk for children.
Ontario's three plants were some of the last nationally and internationally to distribute the pills. Residents in New Brunswick near the Pointe-le-Preux plant have already been receiving pills before the regulations required it. According to McClanahan, the concerns of Ontario Power Generation and Bruce Power, the two operators, are twofold.
Issues that are facing them still have to do with cost and public perception. And in my opinion, if we're going to be relying as extensively on nuclear power as we do in Ontario, then we need to have the very best emergency planning that we can have, and we should be following best practices internationally.
Neil Kelly is a spokesperson for Ontario Power Generation. He says,
work with our communities all the time. As I said, we've been safely operating nuclear power plants for over 40 years in Durham region. We've known about this change in regulation. We did considerable research ahead of time to find out what the public wanted us to do. Our research indicated that the vast majority of the public said, we're pleased if you mail them to us. So then we worked with our partners at Durham region, the City of Toronto and the Province of Ontario to figure out what is the best way to do this.
Daphne Adolf is a resident in the 10-kilometer radius. When she first received the pills in the mail, she wasn't too concerned, but she wondered if something was wrong.
I don't have a plan in place, but it's still good to take precautions because the instructions are clear as to how many pills, the dosage is specific for adults, children, babies. So the package has clear instructions. But how many people are going to read the instructions beforehand? How many people are going to take the time to research it beforehand? But I certainly did, and I feel good about that, so I'm not nervous.
Both McClanahan and Adolf still have some concerns.
The concern I have is that if there were actually an accident, there are quite a few things the residents need to know, and that kind of communication has been very poor in the community. So how exactly they would get information about the accident occurring and what to do is something that's starting to be addressed, and I know there's more work being done.
Another thing I noticed, this thing is in English only. How do they know everybody understands English? I think that they should have taken the time to get some of this thing translated into different languages based on the population in the area that is considered the danger zone.
Legitimate question, we'd be if you want to direct anybody that would like to get information in another language, or they'd like to learn more about this, you can direct them to Ontario Power Generation, and we'll definitely speak with them.
Adolf, who has lived in her house for the past 28 years, doesn't intend on moving anytime soon.
No, not really. I like living here. If I move from here, it's because of age. But no, not this. When we moved here, we knew that there was a nuclear plant. Better late than never, eh? Mm-hmm. But then again, in the interest of safety, money doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Because it's better to be proactive than to be reactive, right? Something happens and, oh my goodness, all hell breaks loose. But if you're proactive, at least you're prepared.
For Observer News, this is Bria John.